are watching Weird, a weekly live stream featuring survival horror, science fiction, and fantasy authors Alan Gamboa, Scott Baker, Rich Restucci, and Hadley Thorne. They get together to discuss, debate, and dissect the latest new movie releases, personal recommendations, and their week-by-week after-viewing responses to a current streaming series. Like, follow, and subscribe to Weird Realities on all our social media at Linktree. That's linktr.ee/weirdrealities, and that's weird with the Y. Be sure to check out our webpage and subscribe to our monthly newsletter where we highlight our partners, followers, weird kids, talk latest books, releases, and more. That's at www.weirdrealities.net.
Hey.
Hello.
What are y'all doing?
Waiting for you. You're in charge.
Oh, beans.
I'm trying to share our show since we didn't have it set up. I don't know that people will get it if we don't share it.
Hey, Mike Lewis.
Mike's here.
Oh, good. Let me see if I can get some.
I know Ash is still working. Max? Oh,
Max is here. Hey, Max.
Max likes you, Alan. He really does. He flirts.
He does.
Alan's cute.
Especially in my Clark Morris shirt you sent.
Yes, we're all wearing ours. Hi, Landa.
Hey, Landa. Landa says she's wearing her. There's Clark. Hey, Clark.
Hey, Clark.
Early too. Clark Morris.
Greg, how are you?
Show it off again for Clark.
Yep. Here we go, Clark.
Do y'all remember that, like, Jamaican bobsledding team? Y'all are like the anti-Jamaican bobsledding team.
Oh, I about to say we're cool.
Y'all should all three be bobs tonight.
What gore porn movie? And now you mean capital gore like Al or gore with a small g? I am Max, but don't worry about it.
Look at this crowd. Crowd of miscreants we got.
What's the story on the shirts? Boone Wilson made a video. That's why.
Oh, what's the story on the shirts? Craig Boland is asking. Hey, Craig, Clark Morris, he went over to see some family in the Philippines, have vacation. And we were lucky that he sent us all these wonderful shirts. They were, I believe his cousin, she made them. Real cool. Correct me if I'm wrong, if it was your...
I thought it was his wife's.
Wife's cousin? Correct me if I'm
wrong. Hey, Clark Morris. Thank you for my little Jeep and...
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Tuk-tuk.
Well, isn't that
Jeep? It's like one of those things I've always wanted to ride in.
Mine's a Jeepney.
I got a Jeepney, too.
Yeah.
We got a tuk-tuk.
A tuk-tuk. Well, I want to go to Thailand and ride one, but I might have to stop by the Philippines now. But I tell you this, Clark Morris sent that thing last week, and it took me 3 times to try and get into it. I had to finally get a butcher knife. He had it taped up. He didn't. It was Hadley proof.
That's probably not too hard. That's what she
should have just given it to the dogs. They would have chewed their way through.
Wilson would have eaten it.
Yeah, well,
he's now in the midst of the pillow fort and is nesting.
Yes, well, we are rolling.
Last night while Fred was upstairs, he stole a box of cereal from my sister's kitchen, took it into my nephew's room while he was sleeping, and ate the entire box.
What kind of cereal?
Cocoa Crisps.
Oh, he ate chocolate too.
Yeah, and he's fine. No, not a thing.
It's probably not real chocolate though.
Yeah.
It's like chocolate man created extract or something.
Max, it's scary to me too. That butcher knife was. I will give a spoiler for the show. Can I give a spoiler?
Sure.
I told Rich earlier that my butcher knife was so dull, it was duller than that machete in the movie.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you're going to have to tell me about
Alan that. Alan knows he didn't see it.
I didn't see it, no.
Well, the machete stole.
who picked that one?
That was just our. I got it off that list of 100 best horror movies of 2023, and I did not feel like it should. Well, I mean,
and
I'd like to
I feel like there might be better.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that good. So we can discuss. Let's discuss that first.
All right. Let's roll with the Ailey. I have no clue. So
I'll do it.
Do it.
All right. So we're gonna tackle the angry black girl and her monster.
Did we want to do a question first?
Thank you, Craig. I need one.
Yeah, she lost the other one in the victim.
That sounds like a horror movie in itself.
Well, I was complaining about my parents. I have some of my parents' steak knives that they got when they first got married, and they are still sharp. They're the best steak knives. I mean, like, the handle's like this rickety-rackety little piece of wood, but they still cut so fine. And I spent a lot of money on my cutlery, and they suck. So.
Well, they're probably Ginsu knives that your folks bought off late-night TV.
Probably so. I think somebody gave them to my dad when he was working at the bank. But, okay, so the angry black girl and her monster. Okay. It is inspired by Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
I thought you were going to say Millie Vanilli.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? The hair. No. So the premise of it is pretty interesting. It's this young black girl that is mad, but she
angry.
She's lost her mom, and she's recently her brother's been killed in gang violence, and she just thinks that there's a quote that she said in it that death is a disease. That death was a disease that killed her family. And that's just kind of where she is. And she's obsessed with death. And she's been body snatching, and she's been rebuilding her brother. And that's kind of the premise of the story, is that there's like this electrical thing, and of course he gets shot back to life. I found this movie personally to be a little slow. I'm currently very stressed out with my day job. So I was really not in the mood for a movie with a message. I just wanted a good horror movie I could kind of get lost in. And this movie had a message. And I've read a lot of really good reviews on it, but I just didn't share the sentiment because, like I said, I was just looking for a horror movie. And there was some parts of it that it started speeding up and I felt like it was getting good, but for the most part this movie was just kind of mediocre for me. And as Boo Bradley said, if she had had a dog, she wouldn't have been angry. So, but that's that. What did y'all think? Well, Alan, I didn't get to just watch your movie either, so I'm going to not pick on you too hard. Scott, what'd you think?
You know, I liked it. Yeah, it did a couple of times bang you overhead with a political message. But, you know, I stood back and I said to myself, okay, this is a modern version of Frankenstein. The way it's done. The Frankenstein, you know, she's obsessed with conquering death, overcoming death. She sees the disease. Dr. Frankenstein in the book didn't see it as the end of life. We could continue with it. The setting wasn't a castle in the Bavarian Alps. It was a modern-day ghetto. And I saw so many similarities between, like, when she brings her brother back. The brother stays in the apartment beside that little young girl. just like in the book and in the movie with, I think it was Duvall, he lived in the shed right outside the farm family's, the farm family. I liked it. I thought it was good. The acting was much better than the plot and the special. Yeah,
the acting was phenomenal. And yeah. I'd mentioned this to Scott before the show came on, that the young drug dealer, that's Forrest Whitaker's son.
Yeah.
And he kind of stole the show. He went from being a kind of a despicable character to being kind of an anti-hero, I thought.
He's in Black Panther.
Yeah, I think he is.
Tattoo here, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Tyrese from Walking Dead was in it.
That's who he played. I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the girl who played Vicaria was really great actress. I think she's got a lot of good stuff ahead of her.
She, not only was she a great actor, she's got such an unusual and beautiful look to her.
Yes. Yeah, and I loved the way she had such a cocky attitude, the way she stood up to Denzel Whitaker's character, Congo. You know, he's the big bad bully of the block. He could take her out like that, and she had no problem mouthing off to him right and left.
She was too smart for her own good.
Yeah, I can relate. I think it's... I thought it was a good movie. I wouldn't watch it again. The story is good. You know, the fact that they switched it from, you know, like I said, the Bavarian Alps to the ghetto has, you know, has some good sides to it. It's not a bad movie. It's not going to be, don't expect it to be the best movie you watch this year. But it, like I said, it's entertaining. The whole background of it is different, yet they still weave the book into it. And the acting on most of them was far superior. It was fantastic.
I was curious what the budget was for this movie, because despite it seemingly having a small budget, it was very well shot.
And they didn't, you know, it was funny. The Frankenstein, the brother, was really scary, but you never really got to see the face because of all the dreadlocks and the hoodie. It doesn't say how much they spent, but it only made $123,000.
Well, I'm surprised because, I mean, I've seen a lot of really good reviews on it.
Well, it's only also a couple of months old, but it doesn't say anything about how much was put into it. Just that it made $123,107 worldwide.
This movie was so boring that Alan just fell asleep while we were talking about it. I don't know if you guys happen to see that. This is, as Scott said, it's a retelling of Frankenstein, but it takes place in the hood. Young girl, Vicaria, she loses her mom years before, not even in the movie. Then she loses her brother right before the movie starts. She's fascinated by death, so much so that she angers and frustrates one of her teachers at school. Dad comes in, steps in, blah, you got it, whatever. And then you find out that she's actually cutting up bodies, finding dead people, and trying to sew them back together and bring them back to life. Exactly like Frankenstein. And if you paid attention, you would have seen the book she had was called The Modern Prometheus, which
yes.
is the actual title of the book Frankenstein. That was about the most exciting part of the whole film. This movie just didn't do it for me. There was definitely a political message. I wasn't crazy about the political message just because it's been thrown around so much recently. And it could have been a better movie without it. I didn't particularly care for the movie itself. The acting was excellent, yeah. And I think pretty much everyone in this movie did a really good job acting. she makes, turns her brother alive, makes him alive with electricity, just like the Frankenstein monster. And the kid comes back and he starts to dispense some justice by killing a few of the drug dealers around. And then it just kind of goes off the rails. I don't want to wreck it for anybody, but the brother does things that he wouldn't have done, I don't think, because he had some faculties. He wasn't all there. But he took his rage out in places that he shouldn't have, or that I don't think he would have. Because there was a little girl, Jada, in the story, and in the actual Frankenstein story, in the modern Prometheus, the monster actually kills the girl. But it's a mistake. He didn't mean to. But in this, the kid sort of can talk to the monster, and she knows what's going on. Honestly, that kid was way creepier than the monster was, just because, you know, she had blood on her face at the end. It was just freaky. But this, it was just too slow. They could have done so much more with this film, and they just didn't. And it was, I think a lot of it was lost in, first of all, it's just a complete retelling of several other stories. And then with the political message thrown in, they spent too much time on it. If you want to throw in one little piece of the political message, do that, but not the whole time. I think I would have liked this movie better if it was probably 40 minutes shorter. It was just too long. The movie itself wasn't long, but the bad parts of the movie were too long, and it was just slow. My thoughts.
In his defense, the director of it, what was his name? Bumanji Story. This is his first movie. The only other thing he directed and written before this was three little short films. So,
well, he did good. I mean, he's got a future.
I would watch his next movie just to see what it's like. This is, I can see that now, knowing that this is his first full length movie. I can see the mistakes coming out of the gate, but I would watch it. I still say I recommend it. You're not going to watch it twice, but. I would watch it for the acting. Almost every actor and actress in that movie is phenomenal.
This movie's going to get nominated for some awards, yeah, for certain.
I think it already has, hasn't it?
Wouldn't surprise me at all. I really do think it's going to get nominated for some awards. It's just that kind of movie. It was that most of the people in the movie I hadn't seen before. Four or five of them I knew, but the rest of the cast were just unknowns. Chad Coleman did a good job. He plays Vicaria's dad. Vicaria was excellent. She played. Yeah. She did really well.
Well, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all how I felt. It was, as Rich said, it was too long, and I did not even watch the very ending. I had zoned out by then, got sidetracked with something else, and I did not even watch the last 5 minutes. So that is pretty telling to me. Like I said, I was just looking for something different.
Yeah.
So what are you going to rate it?
Me, I'll give it a 2.75. It's not good enough for a 3, but it could have been had they done it right. Had it just been shorter. What they needed was more of the monster. Not seeing him, but his deeds and, you know, who he was and that kind of thing. And we just didn't get it.
Scott?
I'm going to go with Rich on this one, 2.75. The negatives of it outweighed the positives.
I'm going to give it a 3. It wasn't terrible. We've watched a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have.
But like I said, it just wasn't what, it didn't hit me where I needed the, I needed a good horror movie. And I really feel like I don't know, you know, I try to find something that's new for us to do that no one's seen, so we can kind of give the review on it and then us kind of do that recommendation. But I mean, the latest, these movies I've gotten off that list, and this was the Rotten Tomatoes list of 100 best horror movies of 2023. I just feel like, have the horror movies sucked that bad? Because we just can't get a winner.
Yeah. No, I think that's the case.
A lot of the stuff's just overplayed.
Though I've heard The Haunting of Venice is pretty good.
Yeah, my daughter was actually talking about that earlier. She said she saw trailers for it and it looked really good.
Londa brought up a point. That was one of my favorite scenes in the movie. When the father dressed down that bitch of a teacher.
Yeah. Well, the teacher was racist. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And she needed...
What kid gets in trouble at school for asking questions? I mean, that was just...
Hey. Nowadays, a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean... I can see that very thing happening, you know. And
because she was
in a white school,
she was disagreeing with the teacher, and yeah. You can't do that.
Oh, well, it's because she was smarter than the teacher was.
I like what Michael says. Are you sure he was looking for winners and then actually did get the winners? Well, I'm sorry, I missed this one.
I bet.
I'll have to check it out.
Oh, I should have realized when I wrote Reddit it was from Ash.
I'll have to check it out. I'll give it a watch this weekend. Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I was really looking forward to it because I'd read the reviews and it looked like it was going to be a really good movie. And I love the Frankenstein monster story. So I really was thinking this is going to be really interesting. And like I said, it just... it just wasn't it for me. But that's not to say you shouldn't watch it and maybe you'll just love it. But it just wasn't it for me.
Knowing me, I'm sure I will.
All right, kids. So, Alan?
Yes. Now, I picked Splinter. And Splinter's been out since 2008. And I thought this was a good monster movie. And you haven't seen it, have you? You should have watched this one instead of...
It's on my list of horror movies I want to watch.
Yeah, well, you should plug in. This one's kind of trippy. The special effects in it, I thought, were pretty good. It opens at one of these little podunk gas stations. You got the gas station attendant out there, and something attacks a rabid creature-like attacks. You don't really see it, but you kind of see it. And then it focuses on this couple... Seth and Polly that are out trying to go on a camping trip. They get hijacked by an escaped convict and his girlfriend. And they get their car gets damaged by this spooky thing, which ends up to be this creature. It's like a fungus. And so the four of them get trapped at a gas station, and it's basically a survival story. Them fighting this fungusing thing that takes over your body and changes shape and everything. And that's the main focus of it. And it's actually, for a little dinky movie, it's pretty good. It's got the lead there, Paulo Costanzo, and you've probably seen him he's more of a comedic actor, I think, and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the female Polly is Jill Wagner, and she is one of the co-hosts on the show Wipeout. If you ever watch Wipeout, she's one of the co-hosts. But most recently, we've seen her in Lioness. She plays the one of the ops team, the sniper. And she looks totally different. Yeah. And then the convict is played by Shea Whigham. And you've seen him in everything. Skull Island, Vice Principals. He's a great actor. And he plays a rednecky type of convict guy perfect. But this one's worth watching. It's got a creepy, different kind of creature. It's got a lot of to kind of get away from it. You have to lower your body temperature. That's part of it, I believe. And I don't know. It's just a crazy flick. It's a small movie, and it's actually pretty intense. I enjoyed it. Any of you guys watch it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It had, like you said, it's been around for a minute. And I had seen snippets of it over, you know, throughout the years since it's been released. And I always really thought to myself I should watch this film. I just watched it tonight, and it was really good. It's a trapped movie. They're trapped in the gas station, and I really like that kind of thing. And once this, it's called Splinter because the creature is basically these spikes, and it's just these little. They look like almost like the end of a horseshoe crab spine.
Yeah.
Really skinny and wicked looking. And once it gets inside you, it just sort of propagates and multiplies. And sooner or later, it starts to break your bones and like the spikes start coming out. It's just, it's a really horrible, awful way to die. And the three of them get trapped inside the gas station. And one of the creatures who, I don't want to wreck it for you because you're all going to watch this movie. Cause it's good. The creature's trying to get in. It's like smashing itself against it used to be a human being. And it's smashing itself against the glass. And it's just leaving this black crap and blood all over the place. And then all of a sudden the thing is like super fast and it can like move all over the place and it's up on the roof and it's jumping across. Cop shows up, kills the cop. And it sort of assimilates the top half of the cop's body.
Yeah, that was
it. So it was really creepy in the way that it worked. Way more scary than the Frankenstein movie that we watched. It's just a completely different type of movie. And the special effects, like Alan said, they weren't done on a dime. I don't think they were super cheap, but they also weren't really expensive. But it was done really, really well. It's absolutely worth a watch. What did you think, big man?
I loved it. I love a monster movie that does something different, like Slither.
Yeah.
And this was just like it. This thing, it could shoot the splinters at you. If it even poked you, you were automatically infected. It was going to take over your entire body. As you said, it was a trapped movie. I thought the special effects were great. I couldn't stand Paolo Costanzo in that. His character was such an idiot. You know, I was praying he would wind up getting taken over by the end of the film. Shea Whigham, great bad guy. Joe Wagner did great as the main female lead. And then there was Rachel Kerbs as Shea Whigham's girlfriend, who I think did an excellent job of being a strung out junkie trying to get off the stuff. It was intense. It was unexpected. You don't see what's coming in the movie. It's not like your typical movie, like, oh, I know what's going to happen next. Well done. Well acted. Special effects were good. My only downside to the movie was when they had the action scenes with the creature. They were too up close, too fast. The camera was moving. I don't know if they did that so they, you know, they could cut back on the special effects, but it was very hard to follow, and that sort of detracted from the movie from me. But it's still definitely worth a watch. If you're looking for a unique monster movie, you've not seen anything like it before, watch Splinter.
This movie is just the thing. It's just John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah.
It's a newer version, different type of creature, but it's the same film.
It's assault on Precinct 13 and The Thing put together.
Yeah.
A couple of John Carpenter movies.
Yeah, right? And it's finished. No, it was good. The special effects were good. The acting was good in it. It's worth a watch. If you're looking for a sci-fi horror flick, this definitely is one to check out. And it moves pretty fast.
Yeah, it does too. Yeah, there's no really slow parts of it.
No. And, you know, it though it's made in 2008, it kind of left it open for a sequel.
Mm.
Not everything away.
Easily, yeah. I mean, first of all, the creature comes from, well, we surmise it comes from trees. It was locked in these trees that this, it wasn't a logging company. It was some other company that was going in, and these trees are like 400 or 500 years old, and they're taking them down for some reason, or studying them, or cutting into them, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this crap looks, it kind of looked like it just leaked out of a tree. So it had been around for a while. Pretty cool science to it. I liked it.
Yeah, they didn't spend a lot of time talking about where it came from. They just, there it is in the tree, now start killing.
Yeah, that part with the torso, the sheriff's deputy torso going up on the roof and all that.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. That was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why don't people ever listen in horror movies, right? You know, hey, there's something out there that's going to get you. What?
Well, that's the thing about horror movies is you have to make dumb decisions.
Yeah.
If everybody made the right decision, it'd be a quick film, you know.
But you're right.
Really, once the cop got out of the car, there was no saving her anyway.
They could do
anything they wanted because the thing is super fast. All it has to do is touch you and you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the three of them are warning her, get back in the car, and she's being stubborn and obstinate. But I mean, you knew the minute she got out of the car, you knew she wasn't going to make it.
Yeah. So, Hallie, this is one you should watch. I know you have it on your list.
Well, I tried to watch it today, but I couldn't get a hold of it in time. So, sorry.
That's right. It's kind of splintered on you. So, what do you guys... Scott, what do you give us?
I would have given this a 4, but because they did such poor cinematography on the fight scenes with the creature, it's going to go down to a 3.5.
Rich?
I will give it a 4. This is a movie that I think I will actually watch again to see some of the stuff that I missed. It was a great idea for the critter, which isn't really a critter. It's just... it's a brainless, you know, hunter. It just hunts stuff.
Yeah.
And there is a zombie aspect to the movie as well, because once the creature gets inside of you, it turns you into whatever it wants to. And it was just all this spiky.
Yeah.
It was nasty. Talk about the worst way in the world to die. So, I will watch this film again. I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah, I've seen this one a couple times. I'll give it a 4, too. I really enjoyed it. Nice. The recommendation... see Splinter.
Well, I will be watching it for sure.
Good. So, what do we got?
Now, we got a half an hour.
Yeah.
We actually noticed pretty fast. So, how is everyone?
But, you know, the funny thing is, if something happened like that, like what Max is saying, if something like that happened to one of us, would we really think like we do watching the movie?
I don't know.
You know, if you were trying to save somebody's life and they're like, get away, you know, I'm infected, would you really be thinking, listening to them, or would you be trying to save them?
It depends on what body part they're pointing to that's infected.
Yeah. It depends on who it is. Yeah. That's for sure.
Does it look infected? No.
Craig, do check this one out. It's... you know, like I said, my only negativity about it was the fight scenes were too close, too poorly filmed, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
In this case, Ash, it's 4 splinters.
So, next week, I think, is it this week that The Continental is being released?
Yes, tomorrow.
Ah.
So, do we want to watch it for next week?
Sure. It's only 3 episodes.
I know.
3 episodes total or 3 episodes released now?
3 episodes total.
Oh.
It's a limited series.
Sure.
It's got Mel Gibson in it, isn't he in it?
Yeah.
Now, was the actor that played the concierge, did he die before it was made?
I don't know.
Well, this is a like prequel to John Wick.
Yeah, it's shot in the 70s. It's supposed to be in the
70s. Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was like a spinoff, modern day.
Yeah, it's got Sharon and what's his name? Who's the guy that runs the Continental?
Ian McShane?
Yeah, it's got his character. That's what it's focusing on. And the only thing...
Winston.
Yeah. The only thing watching the preview is... the Sharon character, the guy doesn't act like him. And, you know, Lance Riddick, he carried himself like he was going to kick your ass, you know? I mean, really. And this guy, maybe he'll work his way into that. But the Winston character does not sound like Ian McShane. And come on, you got to sound like Ian McShane, you know? He's got a cool voice, you know?
I just love him and everything he does. Mike Lewis, it is playing on Peacock.
Yes. We were just watching the trailer before it came on.
Have you ever heard Ian McShane speak without his American or British accent?
No.
He's got a thick, I can't tell, I don't remember if it's Irish or Scottish accent, but it is very thick.
Is it really?
I would think McShane would be Irish.
Yeah, I would think so too.
I thought Mac was Scottish.
It is. M-A-C is Scottish.
M-C is Irish?
This is M-C.
I'm going to IMDb. Y'all got me.
M-C McShane!
I would think that he would be Irish with the last name, but Scottish with the first name. So it is what it is. I can't remember if he's Irish or Scottish, but it's thick. That's cool.
I think the best movie he did was that one with Andy Samberg. Randy Samberg's a stuntman. Wants to be a stuntman.
I loved him as Swergen.
Al Swearingen.
Swearingen, yeah.
Deadwood. That's the first thing I remember him in.
I'm sorry. I'm having a flashback to Woo.
I'm
Y'all
trying
know
to look
what I'm
up
talking
up.
About?
No.
Woo's talking about killing the people and the pigs, and Swearingen and him are arguing, and he's like, "No, cocksucker, no cocksucker." Anyway, apparently was gonna remember that forever.
Wait, what'd you say, Kathy?
I'm not saying it again. Y'all heard me say it three times.
Alexa, where is Ian McShane from?
There we go. Hot Rod.
His father was Scottish. His mother was English. Born of Irish and English ancestry.
Okay.
Right.
Hot Rod is his. You got to check out Hot Rod. That's one of the best movies. Hot Rod with Adam Sandler.
He's in that racing movie with Jason Statham, too, the one in the prison. What was that called? Death Race. Death Race movie.
Really? I don't remember him in that.
Yeah, he's the mechanic.
All right, I'll have to rewatch that.
Yeah, he's great.
He's just got the best.
And what was our movie for next week?
Hold on,
I had it written down and now I can't find it. Fred,
I made a graphic for y'all. Gosh knows.
Oh, shout out to Blaine Grise. He's 35 tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Alan has a good idea. 1980s slasher movies.
What did you have in mind, Alan?
Well, on our schedule, we have The Offering.
Ooh.
And I believe it is Mr. Ristucci's turn.
Oh.
We're picking horror movies, huh?
My Bloody Valentine.
Something relatively new, right?
Well,
not really. I mean, Splinter wasn't that new.
That's the list right there.
Okay.
Death to Us Part 2. Actually, my daughter was bringing up another one. She brought up another movie. Talk to Me?
That's one that's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, but we can't find it. So.
Yeah.
Well, The Offering is a 2023 new release, and it's an American horror film directed by Oliver Park. Let's see.
Are you volunteering, Londa?
Return to Salem. We do need a secretary.
We do. This one looks pretty good, but again, I don't know. Maybe my list sucked.
No, I mean, you were taking it from somebody else's top 100 list. Sometimes.
It was Rotten Tomatoes. I had faith in them.
Oh, no. No, not Rotten Tomatoes. No.
Rotten Tomatoes, never.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. There's some really good series coming up. Have y'all seen?
No.
There's Kurt Russell's doing a Godzilla series.
Yes. That I'm looking forward to.
Kurt and Wyatt. Kurt. Wyatt plays the younger him.
Yeah, it's a prequel to the Monarch Godzilla films.
That looks good.
And there was the John Carpenter movies or series that's coming out.
Is he going to finish it?
All right, Dick. Oh, wait, that's Rich. Sorry. And I think there's going to be a Pet Sematary series.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The one I'm waiting for is my nephew and I, the new Godzilla Minus Zero.
Is Alexander Skarsgård going to be in this one?
No. No, this takes place 1947. Tokyo is just starting to rebuild after World War II, and Godzilla comes ashore and wrecks havoc.
You know, it'd be good to be a contractor there.
Yeah, it would have been.
Always working.
So what other movies are y'all watching? What's new? What's new in your world?
New? I just started watching The Pacific again. I hadn't seen it in a while.
Watching what?
The Pacific.
Oh, The Pacific. Oh, yeah.
Hadn't seen that in a while. When I saw it the first time, I didn't particularly care for it. I thought it was okay. This time it's actually really good. So I'm real happy with it.
You know,
we had discussed the other day about doing for like Veterans Day through Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, doing Band of Brothers.
Yes.
Do y'all still want to do that?
Yeah.
Why? Sure.
Yeah. I know some of y'all
are watching it already. So
it's one of my favorite series.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the middle of it right now. I'm watching it with my son.
And the actors, I mean, just the plethora of different actors that go through that.
You've got
every superhero just about that was in, even Jimmy Fallon.
Michael Fassbender is in there, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a lot. So I had made a recommendation recently, and I would love to hear Mr. Rastucci tell y'all about it. Banshee.
Oh, yes. I completely lost. So Banshee came out, what, 2017? Something like that.
What's the name?
Banshee.
Oh, Banshee.
It's great. It's absolutely fantastic. It's
four. Yeah, I love it.
And the show actually ends. It doesn't like linger on like we're waiting for next season and then it never comes. It ends. And it's about an ex-con who gets out of the slammer, and he's on the way to find his old girlfriend, and he stumbles into the town that she's in, walks into a bar, and he's having a drink with the bartender, and a sheriff walks in, or he's going to be the sheriff. He's going to be the sheriff of the town, so nobody knows what he looks like or anything like that. Then these two thugs walk in, there's a fight, and the two thugs and the sheriff get killed. And so the criminal's like, what a great idea. So now he's the sheriff of the town. He takes the guy's identity. He and the bartender bury him, you know, and then he and the bartender are fast friends. And it's about their hijinks over the next, you know, 4 years. It's great. I won't tell you anything else on it because it is worth every second of watching this show. It's really
Where is it?
Well, you can watch it. You can watch it on Plex.
Okay. I think it's Showtime or Cinemax.
It was Cinemax.
Yeah.
I rewatched it. It was one of my favorite series that came out. And this came out around the same time that True Blood was ending. And some of the writers from True Blood went and did Banshee. So it's has some of the witty writing in it that True Blood had. It it's not as funny, it's more serious, but it is, it has everything, and I just was thrilled that it passed Mr. Ristucci's high bar there. So it's a really good show.
It's a Skinamax show is what it is.
Oh,
it's got a lot of sex in it.
Good, I'm watching it. How many seasons?
I figured you'd like it. It's only four seasons, but in that four seasons, there's probably 40 sex scenes. So you're good to go, Mr. Baker.
All right.
I think there's a sex scene in every episode.
Yeah, there might be.
Definitely going to start watching that.
That's not why I liked it. I love Anthony Starr. It was the first thing I'd ever seen him in, and he just is a phenomenal actor. And you don't
He's not recognizable as the boy, the guy from Captain Whatever from The Boys.
Homelander.
Homelander. Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually really good in this. And Ivana Milivojevic is in it as well. She's great in it. But you'll see a bunch of other faces that you know too. Ben Cross is in it.
Yeah.
So it was a really good show. I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Any show that can give you Amish gangsters.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's got prison, it's got the Amish, it's got gangsters, it's got heist, it's got Native American bad guys, it's got casinos, it's got diamonds, it's got transgender people, it's just all over the place.
Got Homelander's ass.
Yeah.
Great of this.
I only watch it for the I only read it for the articles.
Don't tell yourself, Alan.
I only watch it for the Anthony Starr with his clothes on.
Too bad Skarsgård isn't in this one. Too heavy, right?
You know, I'm not really a fan of him anymore.
Oh, what'd he do?
I have no idea what Ash is talking about. I think Ash started drinking. Yeah. I have no idea. I think he started drinking way too early tonight.
I don't have
any. Y'all are just.
I don't think those sex scenes would be very exciting.
Oh, it's got Elijah Dooku. Is that her last name?
Oh.
She's in the season 4.
Oh, I'm definitely watching. We're going to churn the butter.
Yeah, that Weird Al video.
But it's good. Like I said, I highly recommend. If y'all like some action adventure and gore does not bother you, watch Banshee.
Yeah, we only got into one season of it.
Well, my best friend stopped watching it during the first season, the first episode, because it was so gory. And I was like, I thought it was great.
It is great. I'm also watching that Zom 100 Bucket List of the Dead, the anime. It's pretty good. It's actually surprisingly good. I just finished Longmire about a month ago. That was actually really good, too.
That was good.
Told me to watch it, so I did. It was good.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah. It makes me want to move to Wyoming.
We're rewatching Yellowstone right now. I forgot all the crap that happened in it.
I'm going to wait for that to end, and then I'm just going to binge it.
Yeah.
The series I wished I'd watched, and when I get the time, I'm going to, is Breaking Bad.
Worth it. Absolutely
worth it. It's one that you'll watch again and again.
Oh, I love Bryan Cranston. He's great. But you know, when I remember him from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
And then to see him go from that henpecked husband to Breaking Bad was just, wow.
Well, they make fun of that. Have you seen that video where he wakes up as the dad and Malcolm in the Middle, and his wife is the wife from Malcolm in the Middle? She's like, what's going on? He goes, I had this nightmare. I was a drug lord and all this stuff. And she's like, go back to sleep, Hal.
Well, so what is the tie-in between Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead?
The meth.
Yeah. The meth?
Is it the meth?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody said that the meth that he's creating
because I guess the meth that you see that he creates is in one of the opening episodes of The Walking Dead. So people are theorizing that it was the meth that caused the outbreak.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is, well, how did it start in China, in Siberia?
Well, no, I thought it's okay. I saw something the other day talking about Daryl Dixon. Y'all know I'm a fan. That the whole reason he's gone to France is because that's where the zombie virus started. And that they did a after show with the guy who played the doctor from the CDC, where he's saying he's talking to someone in France. Am I the only one? And I don't even watch the show. Y'all look like I'm stupid.
I tried to watch the first episode of Daryl in Paris, and it was just like, no, shut it off. They lost me.
Is that a bunch of mime zombies?
Well, like he's running around a nunnery, you know, and it's like, okay, the girl and the guy that screwed him over are now going to be good guys, and it's like, nah, I don't need this crap. I like the one with Negan and Maggie. I thought that was great. I thought they developed Negan really well. But
see, I like this better than that. I like the Dixon one better than the Negan and Maggie one. Yeah, which wasn't bad.
Explain to me the zombie burning skin thing.
We don't know it yet. And what clearly to me what it is they experimented on them, and somehow you get, they're called brulant. They're burner zombies, and they have, if they touch you, you get burned acid wise, and if you destroy one, you know, its guts and its blood on the floor are all, you know, they burn into the floor and stuff like that. So that somehow they have acid in them, and honestly the best fit for that is the way they have been experimented, because if you paid attention, Isabel the nun said that that's only one kind of zombie, that's only one kind of infected that we have, and we know there's fast ones and we know there's strong ones because of Walking Dead World Beyond. So that was the one where Jenner was on the TV and the French girl was watching or talking back and forth to him, and then she gets killed and she gets turned into this super fast thing that's banging on steel.
So, when are they coming out with the series with Rick and Michonne?
2024.
So yeah. Land is asking about the alien blood. I've got to ask this. What the heck happened with the Army of the Dead? Or I thought we were going to get a sequel to that.
We still are. I think they're working on it.
It's going to be after Rebel Moon?
I don't know.
I mean, aren't they doing an animated one? I thought they had an animated one in the movie.
I thought so too, but I mean...
Well, they talked.
I don't know. To me, this is just my opinion. You can't let stuff go too long. People lose interest. And I have to remind myself, oh, that happened. Aren't we supposed to get a sequel? Somebody said earlier, I think maybe it was Max or Craig, they said something about Krull. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they're remaking Krull, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Do y'all know that was the first time Clydesdales were ridden in a very long time for that movie?
Really? Were they trying to be the European
horses? No, I mean, like, they used those as draft horses. They didn't ride them, and, like, they specifically broke those horses to ride, and I don't know that it had ever been done before.
Wow.
Trivia I remember from my youth when I was obsessed with horses.
I saw that movie in the theater when it came out, and I don't remember a thing about it.
So. I remember the horses. I think I was like 8.
I remember it was like the Magnificent Seven with sword and sorcery type of crap.
That was around the same time that Legend came out. And the David Bowie one.
Labyrinth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, one movie from that era I still love, I still enjoy it today, is The Last Starfighter.
Yeah.
A mobile cruise that never went anywhere. I do love that film too.
Yeah.
We need to watch movies like that. I want to watch Starman. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good flick.
Green means go, red means stop, yellow means go very fast.
That was a John Carpenter movie too.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. One that he finished. Yeah. Oh, the hatred.
Somebody wants to go upstairs because Grandma feeds him 25 Cheez-Its a night. It's amazing.
Well, he's wanting to go back for another box of cereal.
I'm going to keep an eye on him this time.
You got to feed him veggies, man. Get him regular.
Oh, no, he's regular.
The Wraith. Last Starfield. Yeah, The Wraith. I remember that one. That's one Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Drive the cars? Yeah.
That's a weird, that's an odd movie.
It is.
That is an odd movie. Beastmaster. Yeah, Max just watches it for Mark Singer.
Cheez-Its are dog crack.
Oh.
Fred will eat anything. It doesn't matter. I came down the other day. I brought home a.
Here he is. As you said my name.
I'm gonna see if there's a way. Like I can put a little video screen in the corner. I'm gonna put a dog cam on him, so people can watch him running around the house while we're doing the show. He'll probably be more popular than we are.
The Goonies.
Yeah.
All right, kids. What's coming up on an hour? What are y'all doing right now? Like, what are you working on? Doing all the fun stuff.
I actually wrote stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I got like 6,000 words done this week.
Whoa.
It's pretty good for me because I haven't been writing for a while. So.
Is that on a book or is that on a short story?
Yeah, it's on the fifth theories book.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I saw you, someone. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent, Rich. Excellent.
That's all I have.
Excellent.
Scott Baker, what you got going?
I am working on the final edits for the Chronicles of Paul 3. That's coming out October 13th. I've started Nurse Alyssa 10, which is the last book in the series, so there will be a lot of death in that one. And I'm doing the final edits on a book I wrote a couple of years ago that's going to be the series that replaces Nurse Alyssa, but I'm keeping that top secret for now.
Alan?
I'm working on my Yellowstone fan fiction erotic book.
Okay.
No, I haven't been writing, and I need to write.
I was gonna ask if you were Beth and if Tina was Rip.
Well, like Craig said, it was on the wall of a toilet at a truck stop. That's probably about the last thing I've written. No, I need to get back to writing. I need to finish a couple of books. So,
yeah, you wrote have for a good time called. You put my number down. Thank you.
Well, are we gonna go skydiving? You gonna get hot dogs? What, Scott?
I feel like there's something there I don't need to know. Well, I finished up my story for the Weird Verse.
Oh, good.
Anthology that we're doing. So I need to polish it up and send it to Mr. Ristucci. But I've got it finished finally. So
I've got a really stupid question to ask. Did I send you a story for that?
I have it.
Okay. I'm juggling 43 things here at once.
I feel you. I know exactly what you mean. Yes, you did. I have stories from the three of you.
Okay.
From me. I have a story from Max. And several others.
So we're waiting for Bethany and Joe and Sylvester.
Yeah. I need to tally up the total word count, and I think we're shooting for about 80,000 words. Yes,
if someone wants to hop on. I think Tully's writing something. And he sent me what he had, and it was really good. So I'm interested to see what he comes up with.
Randy Loeb said he was going to send me something too. I know he's on vacation right now.
So, any of you authors out there listening want to hop on, let us know.
Yeah, just get in touch with one of us and we can point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, kids. Well, that's going to be it for this week. And next week we'll be back with, what was our movie? Everybody show the three Bobs. So show your shirts or show your boobs. I'm not sure what y'all are doing.
Thank you, Clark.
Thank you, Clark.
Yeah, what is our movie next week? It is, we said it. What is it?
The Offering and Rich is Pig. So whatever.
Yeah,
The
Offering and Rich is Pig. Rich is Alien. That's so cool.
I'm Jerry. Is that your pick?
Clark. No.
No, Clark's in there.
That wouldn't go amiss. And Clark also got me an alien stripper.
Nice. That's cool, man.
I think you might be Clark's favorite.
Yeah, definitely you are.
That is neat.
I think you're Clark's favorite.
That is cool, man.
It was my birth.
All right, kids. Well, Boo, Wilson, and I are going to say goodnight, and we will see y'all next week.
Good night. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everybody.
Stay safe.